Today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Tzadi Dalit. Today is the last daf of the 7th parak of Masechet Bav Metzia and the first daf of the 8th parak of Masechet Bav Metzia. We are going to start with the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Gimel and Beis, which discusses the very definition of Ones. Once we're talking about the Dalit Shomrim and who is Chayiv and who is Pater for Ones and for Gnev Veda and for Pshia, so even though the Mishnah has never discussed Pshia explicitly, so we're going to discuss what the definition of an Ones is. What if an animal attacks the sheep that you're watching? Is that called an Ones? What kind of animal? How many animals? What the context of the attack was? Then the Mishnah on the top of Tzadi Dalit Amar Aleph is going to talk about the notion that each shomer can make a tanai that he's going to take on the status of a different type of shomer, that a shomer chinam could take on the tanai that he's going to be potter from taking a shavua, or a shomer sachar could take on the tanai that he's going to only have the status of a shomer chinam. The Gemara is going to discuss if that works, even leman diamar masa mashkas b'torah b'davar shemamon tano kayim, or only if it only works if you hold tano kayim, or even if you hold tano batel, meaning apparently what they're doing over here is they're making a tanai against the Dine Torah. So why is that okay? So if you hold that a tanai on a davar shabamamon works against the Dine Torah, fine. But if you don't hold that way, so how are we going to explain our Mishnah? The Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether a kinyan has to be made on the tanai, or it could just be a verbal tanai, and then a further machlokas whether an impossible tanai is binding. Let's say I make a tanai that I fly to the moon. So something that I can't do, is that still going to be a binding tanai, and therefore the mice is not going to happen until I fulfill the tanai, unless I fulfill the tanai, which I obviously won't be able to do. And the Mishnah in the beginning of the 8th parak discusses the din of she'ela b'bailim, that of baila v'imo, that when you borrow an animal and the bailim of the animal with it, so specific dinim in the Torah about she'ela b'bailim. The Gemara is going to have two explanations of how it's possible to have baila v'imo mamish, where you're kona both at the same time. It's if they have totally different darkei akinyanim, so how is it possible that one is kona the bailim and the animal at the same time? And then the majority of Amin Beis is going to be dedicated to finding the sources in the Torah for the various chiyuvim of the Dalit Shomrim. We're going to have three explanations of what the term Kol Hana'a Shalo, by a Shoel we say that Kol Hana'a Shalo, all the Hana'a belongs to the Shoel. How that could possibly be that he's getting all of the Hana'a? We're going to have Gemara is going to work on the source for a Chiyuv Shomer Sachar and Aveda, because it's not explicit in the Pesukim that a Shomer Sachar, it is explicit that he's Chayiv on Geneva, not explicit in the Pesukim that a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv on Aveda. So the Gemara is going to work on that, and also we're going to work on a source for the idea that a Shoel pays for Shavuya. It is, it's more explicit that he pays for Shavura Umesa, but if let's say some bandit comes and captures the animal that he's watching, takes it from him, so how do I know that a Shoel is Chayiv on that? So let's begin Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amud Bey. Says the Mishnah, Ze'ev Echad Eino Ones. If one wolf attacks, that is not an Ones. You're supposed to be able to defend the flock from a Ze'ev Echad. That's not called an Ones. But Shnei Ze'evim, Ones. If it's two Ze'evim, then that in fact is an Ones. Rabbi Yudah Omer, B'shas Mishlacha Ze'evim, Av Ze'ev Echad Ones. If it's a time where Ze'evim are all over the place, so even though there's only one Ze'ev at the moment, that's called an Ones, because it's understood that the person is going to be fearful that he's not alone, and that there's going to be more coming, and he's going to be more afraid of that. The Rama in a Tshuva, in Simul Kovav, writes that from the fact that Ze'ev Echad Eino Ones, one Ze'ev is not an Ones, you see that someone who's let's say a shomer on something, and then a fire breaks out in the shomer's house, and he's busy saving his own stuff, and therefore he doesn't save the pikadon, that he's going to be chayiv, because l'chara that's exactly the case of ze'ev echad. I'm not only watching other people's stuff, I'm watching my own stuff also, and a ze'ev comes, it's going to do some damage. So it's only a question of what I choose to save first. So we say that it's not called an ones, that it's your fault if it takes the thing that you're watching. Why? I was just protecting my own stuff. I wanted to make sure that I was protecting my own stuff. Says the Rama, you see that you're not supposed to protect your own stuff. You're supposed to protect other people's stuff first, the things that you're being shomer on first. So that's what the Rama writes in a tshuva. The Shach's Shita is that in Simon Shin Gimel, Sivkat Zayin, that the Rama holds that even by a shomer chinam, this is not going to be called an ones, and the shomer chinam is going to be chayiv for protecting his own stuff over the item that he's being shomer. But the Ketzos and the Nesivos point out that no, that doesn't make sense. The shomer chinav is not mechuyev to be mafsid mamono, to lose money in order to be able to do the shmira. The Ketzos writes that the din of zevach le'anonis is only by a shomer sachar if the nezek could come begufo or b'mamono. But l'chora, it's a little bit difficult. I mean, it's calling it an ones, and we know that a shomer chinam is also part of, we're talking in the context of all the dinei shomrim, but maybe since we haven't really discussed the details of shomer chinam other than that he's nishba, so maybe this isn't talking about dafka a shomer chinam, it's talking about shomer sachar only and not a shomer chinam. But that's the discussion the achronim have. Shnei klavim eino ones, two dogs attacking is not an ones. Yadua bavli omer mishum rameir, Rabbi Dua Bavli explains the name rameir meruach achas eino ones. If both dogs come from the same direction, then it's not an ones. Mishtei ruchos ones, but if the two dogs come from two different directions, then it is an ones. Halistim hareza ones, if armed bandits come and attack, that is an ones. Ha'ari, ha'dov, ha'namar, ha'bardalos, ha'nachash, harei elonis, very frightening animals, lions and bears and snakes and things like that, that's an ones. Emosai b'zman shabo me'elehen, that's if they came, it was a surprise that these animals showed up. Avlolich on the makam g'du dechayiv listim ein ones, if you bring them on a safari and you know, you decide to expose them to all these wild animals, so then you can't call that an ones anymore. Mesa kadarka hareza ones, if the animal just dies, so that's an ones, it dropped dead. But sagfa umesa eina ones, if you tortured the animal, Rashi says ina bera'av o emida b'kayitz b'chama b'choref b'tzina lanos nefesh, right, metargim the sagfa nefesh. Sagfa is a translation, is the targum of inui. So you caused it all sorts of suffering, you starved it, you put it in the hot sun, in the cold weather, so that's the, then you can't, and then it dies, so you can't claim ones when it then dies. Frekt Tosfos, of course you can't. He says, Tema, de pshita, de pshia gemuruhu. Isn't that the very definition of pshia? Of course you can't claim ones. Yeshlomer de kamash milan, tafilu yesh litlos viyomer shemesa gam b'shvil dover acher, afilu achi chayev dlohe lo l'sagfa. Now, even if it's not certain that that's why it died, it's possible that's why it died, but it's not certain that that's why it died. It could be that it died for some other reason. Still, you cannot claim ones on the death. The Rabbeinu Yonason is quoted in the Shittim Gubetzes and in the Magen Mishnah in the third paragraph of Hilchos Chirus that even if it dies a year later and it was ochel v'shosek kedarka, still you have to pay. Meaning it died so much later, so you might say, well, okay, it obviously didn't die because of the suffering that it went through, because you can't, because the whole Rabbeinu Yonason is a very sharp point. He says in order to be pater based on the idea that it was an ones, you have to be able to take a shavua that you were not posheya. Well, you can't. You were posheya. You can't take a shavua that you were not posheya. So even though it seems that it didn't die as a result of your pshia, certainly can't take a shavua to that extent. And furthermore, it's possible, says Rabbeinu Yonason, that your torture contributed to its death, even if everything seemed okay for a year. We don't know exactly what kind of Rachman al-Salam, there are Holocaust survivors who seem to be perfectly healthy, but there were things that happened to them that caused them serious health problems later on in life, that it took a real toll on them later on in life. So it could be it happens much later and you don't know that it's not as a result of the torture. The Bach thinks that's what Tosos means, that mitoch she'ni yachol yishav mishalim, that since you can't swear that you were not posheya, that you'd have to pay. It's a lot to read into the Tosos, but that's what the Bach writes in Simon Shin Gimel. Says the Mishnah further, also the Rashi tzukin v'nafla hareza ones, if the animal goes up to the top of a cliff and falls off, that's an ones. Hello, the Rashi tzukin v'nafla mesa. An ones, if you bring it to the top of a cliff and it falls off, then it's not called an ones. That's pshia. Says Marav Tanya ze'ev echad ones. But then we have a brisa that goes against our mission. The first line of our mission was ze'ev echad eino ones. But we have a brisa that says the exact opposite, ze'ev echad ones. So Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, Hayib Shas Mishlach HaZeiv and Rabbi Yudhi. Our Mishnah went on to explain that if it's a Shas Mishlach HaZeiv, if it's a time where there is Zeivim all over the place, then Rabbi Yehuda would hold that even one Zeiv is an Ones, so that's what the Braisa must be assuming, like Rabbi Yehuda. Halistim Areza Ones. We said Listim is considered an Ones. Amai, Luki Gavra Lahade Gavra. Why is a man attacking the flock considered an onus? You're a man watching the flock. So it's one man against another man. Why is that called an onus? Stand up and defend it. So Amarav, Belistim Bazuyan. No, the other man has a weapon. So you're just, you could yell all you want, but he's got a weapon, so that's why it's an onus. Ibayulu, Listim Bazuyan, Varoa Bazuyan Mahu. What if you have a weapon too? Self defense. You bring a weapon along with you. So Mia Mina Luki Gavra Lahade Gavra. Do we say, well, you've got whatever he's got, or do you say, no, he's crazy, so he's willing to for a living, he puts his life in danger every single day, he's a listim azuyan. So that and as Rashi points out, a listim almanas kein ba ole hareg ola rog, he knows each and every day when he goes to work, each and every day, I'm either going to kill today or I will get killed today. So he has that understanding that he's putting his life on the line every single day. A shepherd isn't quite thinking that way. He's just trying to have a nice day of shepherding the animals. So that's it's not a fair fight. So mistavra dahai masunafshe vaylo masunafshe. That's the most mistaver, that one will be masunafshe, the other one will not. The Magen Mishnah, that's our gear. So mistavra dahai masunafshe vaylo masunafshe. The Magen Mishnah has a different gear. So the Magen Mishnah in the third part of Chizkiris, Halacha Dalid, says that it's the Bayadil of Shita, that this question is never really resolved. The Rambam paskins that you putter, that the Shomer is putter, even if he's armed. He says, yeah, because the Gemara was never poshet that you're chayiv. So the Gemara was never poshet that you're chayiv. So that's why you're going to be putter. So the Kesem Mishnah just points out that our gear, so we were poshet the Shaila. The Shach quotes from the Sefer Takfu Kohen that he had in Shas Ksavyad, that the gear says teku, that it doesn't say mistavra, that was left as a teku. So there are multiple girsos over here, but the Ktsos and Simon Shin Mem writes that you can't ask based on the Trumas Hadeshen, who holds that the suffix of the Shomer is Poshea, that he's chayiv to pay, because Mitoch Shein Yochel L'shov Mishalim, so why aren't we mechayiv the guy over here as well? Meaning, assuming like the Magen Mishnah, that the Gemara left it as a suffix, and the Magen Mishnah says, yeah, because the Gemara left it as a suffix, the Rambam Paskin's Potter. Is that true? Doesn't the Trumas Hadeshen write in the Tshuva in Shin Lamed Gimel that whenever you have a suffix by Dine Shomrim, since he's not able to take a shavua that he wasn't Poshea, so Mela, you're going to be Chayiv. So why aren't you Mechayiv Misafik over here as well? Because the Din of Mitoch, he says, is only when you don't know exactly what happened, so he's not able to take a shavua. Over here, you know exactly what happened. It's the Din that's a suffix. So you can't say he can't take a shavua. You can take a shavua to exactly the sequence of events that happened. An armed guy came and attacked the thing that I was watching. I too was armed, but I was not willing to stand up against him because I know he's crazy enough to risk his life, and I'm not. So that all the facts are on the ground. It's just a question. All the facts on the ground are clear. It's just a question of what the halacha is. So that's why we would say pater even misafik. Amale Abaye l'Rava. Abaye says Rava, Ashche Rava Amale. Let's say a shepherd happens to, run into an armed bandit somewhere, not anywhere near the items that he's being shown there. He just happens to see him somewhere, and he decides he's going to head off the problem. He's going to try to discourage this guy. He starts talking about his new security system. He starts talking about, what he's got in order to protect his thing. So Ganvasarya, he says, you're a rotten thief. Beduchta Planya Yisvinan. We are in this and this location. Kach v'kach gavri ikabadan. We have this number of security guards. Kach v'kach kalbi ikabadan. We have this number of dogs. Kach v'kach zuksa psikalan. We have this number of security fences, whatever it might be. V'azal v'shakal minei. And then the Ganav is like taking notes. He's like, oh, okay, so now I can plan my attack. I know exactly what I'm up against. And he goes and he takes it. So my, what's the din? Meaning, is this considered to be a pshia that you gave him all the information and that's why he was able to pull it off? Yeah, you brought it, your intentions may have been good, that you were trying to discourage him from attacking, but you gave it, you pretty much gave him all the information he needs in order to pull off the attack. That's considered a pshia. New Mishnah says the Mishnah at the top of side Dalet Amud Aleph. Master Shomachinim Lios Pater Mishvua. A Shomachinim can make a Tanai that he's going to be Pater from a Shavua. The Meiri says, you know, it doesn't say that Master Shomachinim Lios Pater Mipshia. That's what you would have thought we would say over here. Meaning that the idea is going to be, we're going to say that a Shoel could be Pater from paying, a Shomer Sacher could be Pater from whatever, could take upon himself to have the status of a Shomachinim. Never says that Master Li Pater Mipshia. Because says the Meiri, because most people would never make such a Tanai. But if in fact he would say a Tanai that he's Pater from Pshia, then a Taka would work. Meaning the reason we don't mention it is only because it's highly unusual for anyone to allow such a Tanai, that I'm going to lend you my item and with a Tanai that you're allowed to be negligent with it. As Rabbi Yonason writes as well, that the Mishnah Zamin say that he's Pater from Pshia because he doesn't want to be called a Mazik or a Shomer, so no one would ever. Whatever say that I'm going to be Pater from Pshia. But there goes Ashri quotes from Rabbeinu Baruch that since it doesn't say in the Mishnah that he's able to say that he's Pater from Pshia, like it says by Shomer Sachar, that he's able to make a Tanai, that he's Pater from Tashlum for Gnev Vaveda, sounds like it's impossible to make such a Tanai. You're not allowed, you're not authorized to make such a Tanai. Why? Why would you not be authorized to make such a Tanai? You're not authorized to make any other Tanai. So in the Tshuva Zichron Yosef, quoted by the Pischei Tshuva in Simresh Sadivav, Sivkatnei, he writes, Rabbeinu Baruch must hold, like the sheet of the Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchos Chirus, that Poshea is not just another thing that for which one might be chayiv. Poshea is a mazik. It's not a lack of shmira. The lack of shmira is, you know, you didn't watch it well enough to protect it from Geneva, from Aveda, from Ones, whatever. But Poshea is a mazik. So even by Vadim Shtar's Karkos, where there's no chayiv shomrim, there's a chayiv pshia. So you can't make it tonight to be part of from pshia because that's mamish masna mashkaz of Torah. There's an isser mazik. You're not allowed to be mazik, someone else's things. So when one is poshea, they're being mazik. There's no such thing as making a tanai that you're allowed to be a mazik. Says the Mishnah further. Vashoel lios pater milashalim. Shoel can make a tanai that he would be pater from paying. Nosisachar vasochel lios pater mishvua milashalim. A shomer sachar and a socher could also take a tanai that they're going to be pater from a shavua and from paying. Generally, the rule is someone makes a Tanai against what it says in the Torah, the Tanai is not binding at all, and the Maisa is Kayim. Because Tanai Shiyesh Maisa Bitchilaso Tino Batal. Any Tanai that has a Maisa at first, that the Maisa comes first, the Tanai is going to be Batal. One of the Mishpatei Tanaim, one of the rules of Tanaim is you need Tanai Kodem Lemaisa. The Tanai has to be before the Maisa. Question is, what does that phrase mean that you need Tanai Kodem? So Rashi's shita over here and everywhere else is that the Amiras HaTanai has to be before the Amiras HaMaisa. You need to say the Tanai before, when you're formulating the Tanai, the formulation of the Tanai has to be before the statement of the Maisa. Harei Mukadeshas Al Menashe Etein Masayim Zuz, you said the Kiddushin before the Tanai, and therefore the Tanai would not be Chal. But you need to mention the Tanai first, because the Din of the Tanai is learned from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Imi Yavru Unasatem. If, first the if, and then Unasatem, then I will give you the land that you're interested in. But you first have to mention the Tanai. That's how Rashi understands. The Rambam says, no, that's not what it means. You need to be Makdim the Amiras HaTanai before the Asiyas HaMaisa, not before the Amiras HaMaisa. But if you say Areat Mukadeshasli, and you give her Kesef Kiddushin, and then you say, oh, by the way, that was Al Menashe Yitin Masayim Zuz, even though you said it Betoch Kedei Dibur, she's Mukudashas even without the Tanai. The Tanai is not binding because it was not before the Asiyah Samaisa. But in terms of the formulation, it's not necessary. The Tur in Ebenezer Simon Lamaches asks on the Rambam that if you mocked him the Asiyah Sakidushin before the Amir Satanai, obviously it's not going to be Chal. You don't need a rule that it's not going to be Chal because you can't be Choser on the Kiddushin even Mitoka De Dibur. So it just doesn't work. It requires too much Das. Kiddushin is something that has such a high level of Das. Asiyas. So I don't need a chiddush like this that you that the Tanai has to be before the Asiyas HaMaisa. Of course it has to be before the Asiyas HaMaisa. So that's the kasha the Achronim work on against the Rambam. Okay, says the Mishnah further, we call Shafshal Kaimu Basofa Visim Mitchaso Tanai Kaim, that any Tanai that it's Efshalo to fulfill at the end, and you made such a Tanai at the beginning, meaning you put the Tanai in place before the Maisa, so then the Tanai is going to be Kayim, where there needs to be a Tanai Kodem Lemaisa. Frak the Gemara, Amai, why in the world can a Shomer Chinam take on the condition to have the status of a Shomer Sachar or vice versa? How can anyone make a Tanai that they're going to have different Dinim of Shomrim? Masa Mashkos B'Toruhu, we call Masa Mashkos B'Toruhu Tanah Batel. Isn't that blatantly making a Tanai against the Dinei HaTorah? The halacha is, when you're Masa Mashkos B'Toruhu, the Tanai is Batel. So it says Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Yudi, B'Davrsham Mamon, Tanah Kayim. Maybe we're assuming like the Sheet of Rabbi Yuda, that whenever it relates to monetary law, then we say that to know Kayim. We don't call that a Masa Mashkos B'Torah, where it's going to be Batel. Ditanya, where do we find such a machlokas, whether Tanai on a Davar Shem Mamun could go against the Dine Torah? Ha'omer li Isha, a guy says to a woman, Harei HaMekadashas Li, Almanas She'en L'Chalai, Sher Ksus Va'ona. You should be Mekadashas to me, Almanas, that I shouldn't have any of the responsibilities that a husband normally has to his wife. I don't want to have to support you, I don't want a mitzvah sona. Harezu Mekadashas V'Tanoh Batel Divramer. Ramer says it's a Kiddushin. His Tanai is meaningless. He's going against the Dine Torah with his Tanai. It's meaningless. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'davar Shabimamon Tano Kayim. As far as money is concerned, his Tanai is meaningful. Meaning, those things that are monetary obligations, the Tanai is binding. And therefore, she's Mukadeshas with those limitations. Umi Matzis Mukmud Lak Rabbi Yehuda asked the Gemara, wait, can our Mishnah really be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that a person is allowed to be Masa Mashkas B'Torah with the Davar Shabimamon? Aim a seifa, call the Masa Mashkos B'Torah Tano Batel Asan Rameir. But the seifa makes an explicit statement without any exceptions that any time you make a Tanai against the Torah, the Tanai is Batel. Rabbi Yehuda would not agree with that statement, because Rabbi Yehuda would say if it's a Davar Shem Mamon, the Tanai is Kayam. So how can you say that the Reish of our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda? The seifa goes on to say that any Tanai against the Torah, the Tanai is Batel. So Halakasha, the other Rabbi Yehuda, even seifa Davar Shem Shel Mamon. No, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. When the Sefer says that Tanai is Batel, means if it's not a monetary issue, then the Tanai is going to be Batel. I aim a Sefer, but the Sefer goes on to say, "Kol Tanai Sheyesh Bo Maisa B'Tchilaso Tanai Batel." That any time you have a Maisa before the Tanai is Batel. Meaning you need Tanai Kodem LeMaisa. Man shamet le dislay hasvara. Who holds that you need Tanai Kodem LeMaisa? Well, Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's shita that you need Tanai Kodem LeMaisa. D'tanya, because the Braisa tells us Abba Chalafta Ish Kfar Chanina Amar Mishum Rabbi Meir. Tanai Kodem LeMaisa Hareza Tanai. Rabbi Meir holds that you need Tanai Kodem LeMaisa. Maisa Kodem LeTanai Eino Tanai. And it's Rabbi Meir who says that if the Maisa is Kodem LeTanai, it's no good. So the last part of our Mishnah clearly only follows Rabbi Meir. How could you say, therefore, that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda? You're right, our whole Mishnah has to be assuming like Rabbi Meir, and even on a Davar Shebe Mamon, a Tanai is not going to work against the Dine Torah. Aye, why then are you allowed to make a Tanai that you have the status of a different Shomer? Now, what in the world that means, how that answers the question, is a huge machlokas rishonim, but the Gemara is saying that for some reason, Shomrim is an exception. That as long as you make the Tanai, that you're going to have different chiyuvim before the Shemira begins, you're allowed to make a Tanai against the Dinei Shomrim in the Torah, even though generally speaking, by Davar Shem Mamon, you're not allowed to make a Tanai against the Dinei Shemira in the Torah, according to Rav Meir. As Rashi explains, V'hai lav masal mashkos b'toru, this is not considered to make a Tanai against the Torah. El Sharmelo ef shilios shomer shalcha el bekach. You preempted the entire Shmira to make a Tanai against what it says in the Torah. If you have a status of a Shomer, and now you make a Tanai that I'm already a Shomer, but henceforth I don't want to be Chayiv in whatever a Shomer is supposed to be Chayiv in. Over here you're saying, I'm not a Shomer yet. So if I'm not a Shomer yet, we're just talking. We're just talking about what I'm going to be doing for you. So I'm not going to take on the status of a Shomer. I'm going to take on the status of something new, of a new deal called a person who is somewhat responsible responsible for guarding your items, but not in the way that the Torah generally makes someone responsible. V'haiki mashach kvar pirish al menashe en lolav shvush v'lo shibin nafshe lerid b'torah shomrin ella l'miktsas l'mashe yorad yorad. That's what Rashi seems to be assuming, that no one has to label himself as a shomer. So I'm not going to be a shomer. Don't call me a shomer. Call me something else. Call me a guy who's doing a friend a favor under certain conditions. So that's not against the Torah. But Tzomus Mekadesh Nisha, the institution of Kiddushin can't exist outside of a Torah framework. You can't say, okay, don't call us married. We're just going to live like married people. No, that doesn't work. You're not allowed to live like married people unless you're actually married. So that you can't make a Tanai on. You can't make a Tanai that controls Kiddushin. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim why it is that a Masal Mashkas Kasev Torah is a problem in general. I mean, we discussed that Masal Mashkas Kasev Torah doesn't work. So why is it that a Masal Mashkas Kasev Torah doesn't work? Tosos suggests in Maseches Ksubis and Daf Nun Vav that had we not learned Tanai from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, we never would have had any idea that Tanai works at all. The Maisa would be Chal, and even if the Tanai would not be fulfilled, the whole notion of Tanai is only derived from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. So since it's derived from there, it has to be Dome to Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. Just like the Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain was not against the Dinei HaTorah, so too, every Tanai has to be similar to that, and not against the Dinei HaTorah. In the Tos Yishonim, he quotes that the Rabbeinu Tam suggests a little differently, that since you made a Tanai against the Torah, the assumption is that all you meant is La Fliga B'Dvarim, that you didn't really mean that the Kiddushin should not be Chal if you're going to be Chayiv in the Sharek Sos Va'ona. You were just messing around, because you know no one would say something against the Torah, so therefore the Kiddushin is going to be chal, even if he is chayiv in sherek sos va'ona. The Ramban just asks on that sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, you know, the Ramban points out in Masechet Bava Basra that the Gemara Nazir writes in Daf Yud Aleph that if a person takes a neder nazirus al menas that he should be able to become mitamei lemeisim, he's masa mashkas b'torah, the tanai is batel, the mais is kayim. Over there you can't say he's maflik b'dvarim, because that's only if you're doing a maisa with someone else. But maflik b'dvarim with yourself, who are you trying to fool? Who are you trying to trick? Who are you messing with? You're messing with yourself? You're making your own deal of Nazirus? Very difficult to say. That's Svara of Maflik B'Dvarim when a person is only doing something himself. So the Ramban suggests a third reason why Masal Mashakas B'Torah doesn't work. And he explains that Masal Mashakas B'Torah is being Oker the Maisa, because without the Tanai, the Kiddushin would be with Sherek Sos Va'ona. Now with the Tanai, it's going to be Chal without Sherek Sos Va'ona, so it's a Kiddushin L'Chatz. A Tanai is only the din Tanai is only when the kiyum Tanai is not going to be oker the maisa. But over here it's oker chelek of the maisa, meaning you want the maisa to be chal partially. The definition of kiddushin is with sherek sos va'ona. You want the definition of kiddushin. Tanai works when you're saying I want the maisa to be chal entirely if this happens, or if that. Over here when you're saying al menas that there's no sherek sos va'ona, that's part of the definition of kiddushin. So you can't say, I want there to be Kiddushin except without Sherek Sos Va'ona. That's not Kiddushin. So you're taking away the very definition of the institution of Kiddushin. So that you can't do to be Oker the Maisa. So it's interesting when we gave the Machlokas, we mentioned this Machlokas from Meir Rav Yehuda about Davar Shebim Mamon. Can you be Masa Mashkas B'Torah B'Davar Shebim Mamon? So we said, you know, what's an example of that? When you say, Al Menashe En Lecha Alay She'er K'sus Va'ona. She'er K'sus, that's Mamon. What about Ona? Is Ona considered a Davar Shem Mamon? Sarashi says, no, Sharon Ksus is what we really mean. Ona is not a Davar Shem Mamon, that everyone would agree, you can't make a Tanai on. That's what the Rambam holds in the sixth paragraph of Chesishus as well, that on Ona a Tanai does not help. However, the Mordechai in Shin Samach Tes quotes from Yerushalmi, explicitly not that way. The Yerushalmi says that Davar Shem Mamon includes Ona as well. And the Tanai is going to be Chayim even on a Davar Shem Mamon, and that's how the Ritva writes in Ksubis Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph as well, that for some reason Ona has the status in this context as a Dovar Shebimamon. That has the status of a Dovar Shebimamon where Tanai is going to be able to be Kayim. Tana, back in the Gemara, Tana, Masa Shomer Sachar Lios Kishoel, B'mai, B'dvarim, how's a Shomer Sachar is going to take on a Tanai to be like a Shoel? By a verbal agreement that it'll be like a Shoel? Amar Shmuel b'shekana miyado. No, you have to make an actual kinyan. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu tei b'shelo kana miyado. Even if you don't make an actual kinyan, v'yi anad dekanafik lekala de'inish, mehem nahu gamar m'shabin nafshei. He's so happy to have the reputation as a trustworthy person, that hana'a will give the requisite das that he's m'shabin himself to that higher level of shmira. V'kol shav shalo l'kaimo b'sofo. So he had said that any time you're able to fulfill the tanai in the end, it's a tanai kodem l'maisa, so it works. Amar of Tavla, Amar of Zudiv Rabbi de Ben Tema. That's the sheet of Rabbi de Ben Tema. V'chamam afal b'shiyev shal l'kayim b'sof of Yisrael mitchlaso t'no kayim. That a t'nai does not have to be possible. Even if it's a t'nai that's impossible to fulfill, the t'nai is still going to be binding. T'tanya, harezeg yitech almanas shetali l'rikia. Almanas sheter di l'tom. You say, harezeg yitech almanas that I fly to the heavens. Almanas that I go to the core of the earth. Almanash shetivli yikana shal mea amma, that I swallow a stick that's 100 amos long. Almanash shetavri yasayama gadol braglecha, that I'll go cross the amma gadol on foot. Niskayim atanai harez a get. If he manages to fulfill the tanai, then it's a good get. Lo niskayim atanai ain't no get. If he's not able to fulfill the tanai, it's not a good get. Meaning, such a tanai is binding. That is that's one shita. However, Rabbi and Tema Omer Kazaget. Rabbi Yudah ben Tema says that's always going to be a good get in this case. In Maseches Git, in the same brisa is quoted, but over there the girsa is Harezi Gitech Amnas Shali Rakia V'chulei. Ain't no get, not in miskayim etanai, arez a get. So Tosos wonders on our girsa, what does it mean in miskayim etanai? I'm pretty sure he's not going to be able to mekayim this tonight. How is that raised as a possibility that he'll be able to mekayim this tonight? So Tosos says, also al yidei shem, he can go up to Shemayim al yidei shem. He'll use the shem Hashem and he can do miraculous things. So it sounds like if miskayim etanai, so it's not going to be a good get. Shita Mukbetzes writes that according to the Rabbanan, if he's masim by some of the tzif shalakaimo, the mice is not chal at all, because you know that he's not going to be able to be mekayim it. So he had a kavana to be a person right before airplanes are invented. Says Vamola l'rakia. We know he was joking. We know, says Shita Mukbetzes. So the whole thing is a joke. The whole thing doesn't work. So it's not in miskayim atanai that it's a get. Even now an airplane is invented and he goes l'rakia. So that doesn't make it work now. The whole thing was a joke. That's against Tosos. Tosos says no. If he goes al yidei shem, if something happens and he manages to do it, the tanai is still going to be binding. But Rabbi Yudah ben Tema says that the Maisa is going to be chal regardless of the Tanai. Klalam Rabbi Yudah ben Tema, kol sheyef shal l'kaiba b'sof of Islam mitchlaso, einu ela k'mafliga v'kosher. Anytime it's something that's impossible tonight to fulfill, we assume he's just teasing her, but really the Maisa is going to be kosher. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Alach Rabbi Yudah ben Tema. Amar Rav Nachman Yisak Masin Sinami Deka, the Mishnah's meduyik like Rabbi Yudah ben Tema, diktani, kol sheyef shal l'kaiba b'sof of Islam mitchlaso t'nao kayim. If it's possible for him to do it in the end, ha'i afshalo l'kaimo, t'no batel, shma mina. But the Mishnah clearly implies that if it's impossible for him to do it in the end, then the t'nai is going to be batel. So that's taku, a good raya, that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yudah Tema. Hadron lach sochres apolim, says the Mishnah in the new parak. Ha'shol esapara, someone who borrows a cow, v'shol ba'alei ima, and he borrows the owner of the cow together with the cow, o sochr ba'alei ima, or he rents out the owner together with the cow. Shol ha'bailu masochran, v'acharkach shol esapara, or he first hires the owner and then he borrows the cow, umesa, and the cow dies, potter. So gzeres hakasav adin in the Torah that one is potter. Shenemar im ba'alav imo lo yishalem. That if the bailim is with it, then you don't have to pay. Nemuka Yosef says that the Mishnah is trying to be mechadesh that whatever it says in the sefer that yichayev bebailav imo is only if you first borrow the cow and then the bailim. But if they're both bebasachas, even if you say harei parasi vani nishalem lcha, where you say both where you mention the cow the cow first, you're potter as if the bailim was rented out first. Avol sha'al esapara, says the Mishnah. But if you are sha'al the para, the achar kach sha'al esabailim, and then you borrow the bailim, o sachran, or you then hire the bailim, but the cow came first, umesa chayiv. Shnemer balav einimo shalem yishalem. That if the bailim wasn't there at the time of the sha'al of the para, then shalem yishalem. Then you have to pay when it dies. From the fact that we said
that if you borrow the cow and the bialim at the same time, or the cow after the bialim, you're going to be potter. Sounds like there is a possibility of having them at the exact same time. I would have thought that no, it never could be. You can never time it that it's mamish exactly at the same time. So ima mamish mimish kachasla parah b'mashicha bialim b'amira. How is that possible that you get them at the same time? The parah you need to acquire with mashicha. The bialim is with amira. So one of them has to come before the other one. When you say harei parasi v'anin nishalach, his right away, the bailim you have, the para you don't have yet until you actually do a mashicha. So as soon as he makes the verbal agreement, you have him, but you don't have the para. So Ibai is going to kaim para b'chaser d'shal d'lo mechshu mashicha. It could be that the para is already in your property, and therefore you don't need a mashicha. With that amira, you get them both simultaneously. Ibai sayim d'amle at kufeich lo tishal at shas mashichas parascha. Or you make as a condition of hiring the guy that I'm only your job only begins once I do a mashicha on the para. So you made that condition in advance, so you get them simultaneously. Here are the basic rules. Shomer Chinam's got to swear about whatever happens, and then he gets off the hook as long as he swears, unless it's a pshia. Shoel mishalim is a kol. A shoel has to pay for everything, regardless. He has to pay for everything. A shomer sachar have to swear if something was broken or taken captive, meaning valamesa, or it died, meaning an ones, but they have to pay for Geneva Aveda. Says Minahanimili, how do I know that this is true? Where do we know all of these different dinim from? There are three separate parshiyos in the Torah that describe Chiyuvei Shomrim. So we apply one of a different type of Shomer to each parsha. Says Gemara, okay, I understand. Bishlam Shlishis B'Shoel Mefurash. The third parsha in the Torah, you can say it's Omer Shoel because it says explicit. V'chiyish alish miyim re'eu v'nish parames ba'lav einimo shalei mishalei. El rishonu b'shomachinim shniyu b'shomasachar epochana. But how do you know the first one's Omer Shomachinim, the second one's Omer Shomasachar? Maybe it's the reverse. It never says in the Torah. So it says more mistavr shniyu b'shomasachar shekein chayv b'ginev v'aveda. The second one has more responsibilities than the first one, so it makes sense that would be the Shomasachar, because the Shomasachar, it's mistavr, should have more responsibilities than a Shomachinim. So it says more adraba rishon. No, in the first parsha there's more responsibilities, in the sense that if a person claims the item was stolen and then it turns out that he's the one that stole it, he has to pay kefel in the first parsha. In the second parsha it doesn't say that, because the halacha is by Shomer Sachar, if he claims it was stolen, he right away has to pay. So it's never going to get to the point where we then find, you know, he was off the hook, and then we find that he stole it, so now he's going to pay kefel. So in the second parsha it just says he pays the keren, he doesn't have to pay the kefel. It's a bigger chumrah to have to pay the keren initially when it was stolen than to have to pay kefel if you claimed it was stolen and then it turned out that you had stolen it. So you can't say that the first parsha is more chumrah than the second parsha. Teda to shoel kolana shalovein mishalim el keren. And the raya is that a shoel is never going to have to pay the kefel if we later find that he stole it. When a shoel claims it was stolen, he pays right off the bat the keren, and he's never going to have to pay the kefel. Vashoel kolana shalov. Is that true that kolana that the shoel has all the ana v'bayim zoni, but doesn't he have to feed the animal? The kaima va'agam, it's in a hefker place where there's plenty of food. V'bayim natira, doesn't he have to guard it, and this is not going to cost money? Benatar masa. Now there are security forces in the city that protect everything, and he doesn't have to pay for it. V'bayim lotem a kol ana shalom aleima rov ana shalom. Or maybe it doesn't mean kol ana shalom, it means most of the ana shalom. V'bayim b'shelus kelim. Or maybe we're talking about where he's being shoel kelim, and therefore there's no need to feed it or anything like that. Those are the rules for a Shomer Sachar. It says explicitly in the Torah that a Shomer Sachar is chayiv on Geneva, but where do we get the idea that he's chayiv on Aveda? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. Tanya im ganov yganev eli al ganeva aveda minayin. How do I know aveda? The Brisa says tamlamrim ganov yganev mikal makom. How however it manages to get away from you, whether it's through Gneva or Aveda. The double expression teaches to include Aveda even though it never said Aveda. That's great if you assume that the Torah doesn't just use double expressions because that's the way, manner of speaking. But if you hold that the Torah speaks in a manner of speaking, you can't make a ribuy from the double expression. So Amri Marava Kalvachomer. So they explain there it's all that it's really Kalvachomer. Umag Gneva Shakrovala Onas Mishalem Aveda Shakrovala Pshia Lo Kalshkein. If he's got to pay for Gneva, which is less his fault than an Aveda is, so of course he's going to have to pay for Aveda. The Idach, and the one that makes the drusha from the double expression in the Psukim, Mil Sadasi B'Kalvachomer, Tarach V'Kasav L'Kra. You're right, it's logical, it's a Kalvachomer, but sometimes even something that we learn from a Kalvachomer, the Pasuk is going to spell it out anyway, even though it could be derived from a Kalvachomer. Tosfos Masech Shu'ah Daf Chaf Beis raises the question, why is it that sometimes we say Mil Sadasi B'Kalvachomer, Tarach V'Kasav L'Kra, and sometimes we say Lamalikra Svarahu? Why do I need a Pasuk? It's a Svarah. So it sounds like the Pasuk wouldn't say it if it's a Svara. The Pasuk wouldn't say it if it's a Kalvachomer. So Tos says, because there are different levels of Svara. If something is a very, very strong Svara, so then the Torah would never say it. We would just rely on the Svara. But if something is a weaker Svara, then the Torah would say it because the Svara is not super strong. A little bit difficult in this context. This Kalvachomer seems to be pretty ironclad. No, if you would lend some, if you give something to someone to watch for you, and he says, I lost it. So you get pretty angry at him because that's irresponsible. He says, it got stolen from me. So then you feel bad for him that it got stolen from him. So it's a totally very good svara. So hard to understand why this would be a svara kalusha. Is this a weak svara in any way? Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll get to being a shoel, the source for a shoel paying for shvuya tomorrow.